Hello everyone, I'm David Banquet. I'm the design lead on CribPad, and I'm delighted to be taking part in this dev room at FOSDEM 2022. Today I'd like to talk about some recent improvements we've made to CribPad. The work that I'm going to talk about is funded by NGI DAPSI, which is European Union funding as part of Next Generation Internet. Grant that was focused on interoperability. If you don't know CribPad, it's a collaboration suite which is end-to-end encrypted and open source. We offer a range of applications that are collaborative, so you can edit together in real time. We have rich text documents, spreadsheets, Markdown, slides, Kanban, whiteboards. And so our key feature is that everything is encrypted and decrypted in the browser, so no unencrypted data ever leaves the user's device. So we administer CribPad.fr, which is a flagship instance. As administrator, we cannot see any user's content or data. Collaboration and privacy are often conceived as mutually exclusive, or at least collaboration often comes at the price or the cost of privacy. And so our key goal or reason for making what we do is that we think that you should be able to have both. And you can have that, of course, with free and open source software. A few facts. CribPad is made at XWiki SAS. By Aaron McSween, who's the project lead, Jan Flory, who's the privacy engineer, Ludovic Dubos, the XWiki CEO, contributes as well, and myself for the design elements. We've been public-facing since about 2016. We're licensed AGPL3. As I said, we have a flagship instance at CribPad.fr. Where we have around 80k weekly active users, and there are about 500 other instances that we know of. So, as I said, we offer a range of applications and a drive to manage all your documents. And so part of these applications is spreadsheets, which has been available for some time. This is an integration of OnlyOffice front end into our encrypted collaboration. So we don't use OnlyOffice server at all. And so with the InterOffice project, what we've done is effectively completed the suite of OnlyOffice apps with a document and presentation added to our offering. These for now coexist with our older apps, so we still have a rich text editor based on CK editor and Markdown slides using CodeMirror. These two new applications are early access for now, meaning that we're limiting the creation of new documents on CribPad.fr to people who subscribe. This is primarily to limit the support workload of our relatively small team as we iron out bugs in production. But the code is still open source, and any other third-party administrators can choose to enable these apps on their instance already. So these apps are the most visible part of the inter-office kind of improvements from a user standpoint, but actually the project is primarily about interoperability. So the core of the work is about improving the range of document formats that can be imported and exported to and from CribPad, and notably common office file formats such as Word, PowerPoint, Excel, ODF, ODT, ODP, open document formats, which we've been missing for some time. These importing these or exporting these documents is often taken for granted on other services. And it has long been a pain point for Kripa that we didn't have this capability. And we believe it's been keeping us from, or keeping users from adopting our product. The reason Kripa didn't have this capability is that in most cases, these document conversions happen on the server. So as pictured, you would send your document to the server. The server then performs the conversion, but that also means that it can see all of the content and then it sends back the result. And so we couldn't do that with Kripad because we have a strict requirement that the server doesn't see any unencrypted data. And so what we've done is basically create a WebAssembly converter that is downloaded as part of the client, so all of the conversions can happen in the user's browser, just like everything else on Kripad. This functionality is making its way across our platform. So for example, previously when you uploaded an ODT or DocX document, these were treated as static files. So you could store them in your drive and you could download them and share them, but you couldn't open and see the content, let alone edit. So now with the this additional work that we've done, you can, there is an added option to open in the relevant application for all supported formats. We've also released the converter itself as an independent repository outside of Kripad. For anyone that would be facing similar issues, so they can reuse our code outside of our own platform. We're planning an NPM package as well. We're just trying to gauge interest for that at the moment before we commit work to it. So from my side, being on the design side, user research was an important element in the project. We conducted a survey at the start, and this has been very helpful to identify some of the workflows and needs upstream. But mainly, I've used it to evaluate our results after the fact. So we have this data from before we started, and I've used it recently as we were wrapping up the project to evaluate basically how we had addressed the needs that were expressed at the start. So the survey ran for last summer between the 15th of July and 8th of September. We gathered around 651 responses. We should note that this data is quite biased because obviously we attracted a lot of people who already use Kripad. It's a lot harder to hear from people who you're not in touch with. It's hard enough for us to hear from people who use our product because of the privacy-centric nature of everything. But so yeah, 93% of respondents already use Kripad. And there is a bias also towards IT power users, with 29% declaring Linux as their operating system, which is definitely not a general population proportion. So we asked people if there were any missing imports or exports that were blocking them from using Kripad more. And to this, we received 71 suggestions for improvements. And out of these, 49 have been addressed by the InterOffice project. So that's a nearly 70% coverage. And we note that a lot of the remaining unsolved pain points were way out of scope of the inter-office project. So long requested things like syncing with the local file system and things like that, which were simply not in the in the scope of what we were doing with inter-office. One question that took quite a lot of time to analyze is this one: whether in CryptPad or not, what file formats do you regularly import or export? So this was a way to try and gauge what people's needs and workflows were. And so from this, I was able to map what the responses in terms of mentions of file formats, which is the size of the dots, and when workflows were mentions of, you know, flows of import and export. And so at the end of the project, I went back to this map and colored what we had added with the project, which is here in green, against what we already had before in blue and what's still not supported. So we can see that the project really had a significant impact, especially when it comes to Word and text documents. We can see as well that slides, presentations, so PowerPoint and ODP, are, for us, in terms of development, were the same amount of work as Word documents, but they're underrepresented. However, this represents, as I said, people, the needs of people who already use CryptPad. It doesn't show how many additional people might start considering CryptPad to make presentations, given that our current slides application, or previous slides application, is based on Markdown, and I don't think it makes sense to very many people to write slide decks in Markdown. I like it, but I don't think it's a general practice. Also, CSV remains the dark unsupported spot, and this is because it's quite difficult to deal with for us, given the fact that despite its name, it allows for many different separators to be used, and so it makes it quite difficult to parse and to convert. So just as a final note, I'll do a quick mention of our funding model. There's quite a lot of talk going around about funding open source these days. So this is our current model. Research projects such as DAPSI, our inter-office that I just shown, make up about a third of our revenue. Another third is from subsidies, some of it from the French government. And the last third is subscriptions on CryptPad.fr and donations on Open Collective. And so where we'd like to be in the next couple of years is here. So make two-thirds coming from subscriptions, another third made up by donations, and the occasional research project, but not as dependent on research projects as we currently are. So this is the all the ways that you can get in touch with us. I welcome you to do so, and I welcome your questions in the chat, and I will also be posting the link to these slides as well. Many thanks for being here, and welcome your questions.